is the Power Afro 40 from 10 to 14. Giving you 40 of the best Afro hits every week. Chimalila for Power FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
And Governor Sandio observes that ECZ risks failing to hold credible fair 2026 general election. President Hanga in HMR reiterates the importance of public-private partnerships, PPPs. Samia wins Tanzania election as hundreds fear dead in unrest in international news. Gina Chipolopolo get down to business, hold first training session in Doha.
And now, Power FM News.
Up front on Reliable News Every Day, I'm Grace Wanji. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia, CSEIFZ, says the slow pace at which the ongoing voter registration exercise risks compromising the credibility and fair 2026 general election. The forum is disappointed with the manner by which the Electoral Commission of Zambia is handling the ongoing voter registration exercise. Forum Chairperson Solomon Ngoma has therefore described the registration of only 200,080 voters during the phase one of the exercise, which is alarming and concerning, adding that the figure only represents just a small fraction of the eligible population. Ms. Ngoma has challenged the ECZ to take the process serious, warning that at the current pace risks making the commission fail to conduct a credible and fair 2026 polls. Meanwhile, he cited sentiments by President Hakainishima and other stakeholders over the persistent breakdown of ECZ voter registration equipment, which he said is slowing down the process and undermining public confidence. Ms. Ngoma has since called on the commission to urgently address the operational challenges and ensure more citizens are captured in the upcoming phases. The forum has further appealed to the electoral body to extend the voter registration exercise until the end of December 2025.
We, the Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia, expresses our deep concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's handling of the ongoing voter registration exercise. The registration of only 200,080 voters during phase one is alarming and low and represents just a small fraction of eligible voters. We urge the ECZ to take this process with the seriousness it deserves. At this rate, we are compelled to conclude that the Commission is not adequately prepared to conduct a credible and a fair election in 2026. We echo the statement and the sentiments of President Hakainishima and other stakeholders regarding the persistent breakdown of ECZ voter registration equipment. These technical failures are significantly slowing down the process and undermining public confidence.
President Hakainishima yesterday officiated at the groundbreaking ceremony of the Western Corridor Transformation Project, a strategic private sector-led initiative aligned with the government's 8th National Development Plan. The project is poised to unlock the vast economic potential of the Western Corridor through strategic investments in key sectors including integrated agriculture, infrastructure development and value addition. The groundbreaking marks the official commencement of a landmark development initiative undertaken through a public-private partnership with Western Corridor Limited, WCL, executed Western Corridor Limited is the concessionaire incorporated by Bifcore Limited and First Quantum Minerals, FQM Limited. In his remarks, the head of state highlighted the 371-kilometer road project aligned with government priorities in driving economic growth, particularly in agriculture and mining sector. President Hichilema underscored the vast potential that awaits in regional connectivity and international trade. The head of state further emphasized the importance of public-private partnerships, PPPs, stating that even with the country was bankrupt, the government's main priority was to help Zambians through interventions such as the public-private partnership to unlock investment. And the Western Corridor Limited CEO, Brooks Jensen van Rensburg, reiterated the importance of working as a team to actualize the vision of the Mutanda to Kaoma Road. He added that the Western Corridor Limited WCL is set to upgrade the current gravel alignment to bituminous standards including two new bridges over the Lafuta and Luena rivers and selected urban roads works in Kasempa and Kaoma district. You know, our First Quantum Minerals FQM Limited Country Manager, Dr. Godwin Bene, said the initiative reflects FQM's belief that the mining must act as a catalyst for inclusive and sustainable development. He added that through the project, First Quantum Minerals is contributing investment, technical expertise, and logistical support to ensure the successful delivery of a modern, durable road built to international standards. Additionally, Dr. Bene highlighted that over the past decade, First Quantum Minerals has invested in road infrastructure within Solwezi and Kalumbila. Meanwhile, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi said the Mutanda Kasempa Kaoma Road will be financed and undertaken by Barose Highway Limited, BHL, at an estimated cost of $320,401,330. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, yesterday announced a downward adjustment in fuel pump prices for the month of November 2025. According to the ERB, the downward adjustment follows the appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar and the drop in international oil prices. The new prices per litre are now 28.97 kwacha for petrol, 25.35 kwacha for diesel, 23.26 kwacha for kerosene, and 24.84 kwacha for Jet A1 fuel. This represents decreases of between 3 and 8% across all petroleum products. And in entertainment news, Zambian film mogul David Kasadi has advised young people to avoid making similar mistakes, stating that it was not worth it. Kasadi has finally broken his silence in an interview on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast after the obscene videos allegedly featuring him were leaked online. He used the opportunity to share lessons learned from the experience, emphasizing the importance of resilience and learning from mistakes. He attributed his ability to withstand the backlash to his strong character and the love surrounding him. The film mogul shared his philosophy online, saying, "Life is a polygraph. You go up and you go down." He emphasized that what you do up determines how people will catch you when you come down.
Firstly, I don't advise it. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. And also, I'm made of, you know, marble. You know, I'm quite tough. A lot of what I've got, I went through, and some of the insults and the backlash and this and that, it's enough to kill a man. I was cut from a different cloth, and I understand the grace that I have to be able to withstand the storm. Yeah. And you know, I can only be grateful to God by bringing in the, you know, the love around me for that. Not everyone has it, so don't put yourself in the line of fire because you think you can't burn. That's like my first advice. Secondly, but if it does happen, the lesson is very simple. Life is a polygraph. You go up and you go down. What you do up determines how they'll catch you when you come down. So, and what you do down will determine how they receive you when you come up. And so I must have done something right on my way up. Because when I did come down, I was caught with love.
Yeah.
It may not have been the loudest love in the room.
In international news, President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been declared the winner of Tanzania's presidential election, securing another term in office amid days of unrest across the country. According to the Electoral Commission, Samia won 98% of the votes, nearly sweeping the 32 million bailouts cast in Wednesday's election. International observers have expressed concern over the lack of transparency and widespread turmoil that has reportedly left hundreds of people dead and hundreds injured. The nationwide internet shutdown is making it difficult to verify the death toll. The government has sought to play down the scale of the violence, and authorities have extended the curfew in a bid to curb the unrest. Samia secured about 31.9 million votes, or 97.66% of the total, with turnout nearing 87% of the country's 37.6 million registered voters, the electoral chief said. In Tanzania's semi-autonomous archipelago of Zanzibar, which elects its own government and leader, CCM's Hussein Mwinyi, who is the incumbent president, won with nearly 80% of the vote. Still in international news, Tanzania is facing a severe political crisis as post-election protests have turned deadly. The opposition groups claiming hundreds killed amid an internet blackout and military deployment following Wednesday's contentious vote. While the UN reports credible reports of at least 10 deaths and Amnesty International documents over